This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Central Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Department of CPNUML and National Cooperative Federation of Nepal suggest government revising some provisions of cooperative ordinance. Prime Minister Oli assures discussion on such issues through replacement bill. Home Ministry assigns Federal Affairs Ministry to resolve row on Pathibara cable car construction in Taplejung. And at least 18 paramilitary soldiers and 24 armed attackers killed in two separatist attacks in southwestern Pakistan. Now the news in detail. The Central Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Department of the CPNUML and the National Cooperative Federation of Nepal have suggested the government that it revise some provisions of recently brought ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives through replacement bill. Submitting the memoranda separately to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at his official residence in Palwata today, both organizations drew the Prime Minister's attention towards the urgency to correct some provisions in the ordinance so that the cooperative sector would be systematized. Department head Khagaraj Adhikari and Federation chair Om Devi Malla submitted the documents of suggestion on the ordinance. Receiving the memorandum, Prime Minister Oli assured discussions on such issues through the replacement bill. The Ministry of Home Affairs has given responsibility to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration to troubleshoot the issues seen in the cable car construction in Pathibara area of Taplejung. The Home Ministry has stated that the responsibility of such issues fall under the scope of the Ministry of Federal Affairs and the job of regulation was assigned to the ministry concerned. The Home Ministry also urged the Ministry of General Administration to handle the issues following the concerns from the stakeholders. Property worth around 6.5 million rupees perished in a fire occurred at Tamil this afternoon. According to police, the fire broke out due to short circuits in a house of Pavishwar Sharma located at Kathmandu Metropolitan City 26. The blaze was doused with the help of security persons, locals and fire engines. Chairman of the CPN Mawi Center and the former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal says political awareness is growing among Nepalese in recent time. During an orientation organized by his party in Chitwan today, Chairman Dahal viewed a new kind of awareness was developed among the people and in the leftist sphere and political front at large. He also claimed that the Mawi Center is earning public trust. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has said country could achieve prosperity through the development of tourism. Inaugurating a hotel and resort established at Baglung Bazar, Minister Pandey lauded the role played by private sector in building tourism infrastructures. He argued economic prosperity should be achieved from the public-private partnership, stating that the government has been carrying out activities to create investment-friendly environment. The tourism minister pointed out the need of adequate physical infrastructures to attract maximum tourists. Public Service Broadcasting PSB Nepal Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista today inspected and monitored the Tarini Prasad Koirala Memorial Sansargram, a media hub in Biratnagar. Chairperson Dr. Bista and Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Board of Directors member Anita Gurung jointly monitored and inspected the Sansargram today. In a discussion program after the inspection, Chairperson Dr. Bista emphasized the need to make the Sansargram more useful by operating it effectively. He said publicity is needed to disseminate the information regarding the e-library and museum of the Sansargram at the local level. Radio Nepal is currently operating Radio Mahanagar FM Biratnagar in Sansargram. Now, sports news update. Nepal faced a 4-wicket defeat against Thailand in the second match held under the Women's T20 International Tri-Series today. During the match held at Kirtipur Best Trivun University Cricket Ground, winning the toss, Nepal's captain Indu Verma decided to bat first. The Nepali women's cricket team gathered 101 runs in the allotted 20 overs. Thailand chased 102 run victory target in 19 overs at the loss of 6 wickets. Earlier, Nepal faced a 20 run defeat against Netherlands in the first match, while Thailand won the match against Netherlands by 8 wickets in their first match. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 18 paramilitary soldiers and 24 armed attackers have been killed in 2 related incidents in southwestern Pakistan as sectarian, ethnic and separatist violence escalates in the region. According to Al Jazeera, Pakistan's military on Saturday said fighters tried to set up roadblocks overnight in the restive province of Balochistan, and most of the deaths took place as security forces removed them. A vehicle carrying an armed frontier corps paramilitaries near the town of Mangochar came under gunfire from 70 to 80 armed assailants who had blocked the road. In a statement, the Baloch Liberation Army claimed responsibility for the attack on the paramilitary but gave a lower death toll of 17. The mineral-rich Balochistan, which borders Iran and Afghanistan, has been the scene of a decade-long rebellion by separatist ethnic Baloch groups. Israel and Hamas will carry out their 4th prisoners for captive swap of the Gaza ceasefire on Saturday, with the Palestinian group set to free 3 Israeli captives in exchange for 183 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. Al Jazeera cited Palestinian Prisoner Society spokesperson Amani Saraneh on Friday as saying the updated number of prisoners to be released is 183. The advocacy group published 2 lists of names due for release on Saturday. The first comprised 72 prisoners arrested before the Hamas-led attacks on Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. A second list of inmates to be freed contained 111 names of people from Gaza detained after the attacks, which sparked the war in the Palestinian territory. A small medical transport plane has crashed into several buildings in the northeast Philadelphia, setting homes and vehicles ablaze and injuring people on the ground. According to the BBC, the plane, which crashed on Friday evening, had been on a medical transport mission carrying a child patient and her mother and 4 crew members. The country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on X said all 6 people on board were Mexican. The plane was traveling to Springfield, Missouri. A spokesperson for Temple University Hospital Jeans in Philadelphia said it had treated 6 people who were injured on the ground during the crash. 3 were treated and released, while details are not yet known about the condition of the other 3. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudha Paschim Province, and partly cloudy in Koshi Province, and it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Department of CPNUML and the National Cooperative Federation of Nepal suggest government revising some provisions of cooperative ordinance. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli assures discussions on such issues through replacement bill. whom ministry assigns Federal Affairs Ministry to resolve row on Pathibara cable car construction in Taplejung, and at least 18 paramilitary soldiers and 24 armed attackers killed in two separatist attacks in southwestern Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.